This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The cyber insurance industry, once a profitable niche, is now in the crosshairs of ransomware criminals. They have hacked brokerages and major insurers, determining who has coverage and how much can help them pick targets and negotiate payments. Skyrocketing extortion demands and a rise in ransomware attacks has the industry teetering on the edge of profitability. Pressure is building on the industry to stop reimbursing for ransoms, but so far only one major cyber insurer, AXA, is doing so, and only with new policies in France to try to absorb the growing onslaught and stay profitable. Insurers are retooling coverage, demanding clients up their security. Rescuers are resuming their search for victims at a collapsed South Florida condo building after demolition crews set off a string of explosives that brought down the structure in a plume of dust. The crews were given the all clear not long after the 12-story high-rise came tumbling down around 10:30 p.m. Sunday. Crews began clearing the new debris so rescuers could start making their way into parts of an underground garage of particular interest in a search for 121 people still unaccounted for. Rescue workers are slogging through mud and debris looking for dozens of unaccounted for people after a giant landslide ripped through Japanese seaside resort town, killing at least three people. A torrent of mud and debris crashed into rows of houses on a mountainside in Atami early Saturday following several days of heavy rains. The disaster comes just weeks before the Tokyo Olympics are due to begin, while Japan is still in the midst of the pandemic. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden celebrated the second July 4th holiday of the coronavirus pandemic by declaring that America is coming back together. Service members and first responders were among more than 1,000 guests at a White House event Sunday, marking the nation's birthday. Biden highlighted the success of the vaccination campaign he has championed, but also warned that the fight against COVID-19 is not over. To the millions yet to be vaccinated, the president said getting your shot is the most patriotic thing you can do. More than 200 Americans still die each day from COVID-19, and a more infectious variant of the virus is spreading rapidly. Tropical storm Elsa is sweeping along Cuba's southern coast, and forecasters expect it to make landfall on the island's central shore by mid-afternoon Monday. Cuban officials evacuated 180,000 people as a precaution against the possibility of heavy flooding from a storm that already battered several Caribbean islands, killing at least three people. Elsa is forecast to cross over Cuba by Monday night and then head for Florida, where a state of emergency has been declared already in 15 counties, including Miami-Dade, where a high-rise condominium collapsed last week. Pope Francis has spent a first night after intestinal surgery in Rome in a hospital, where he was reported by an Italian cardinal to be doing well. The Vatican gave scant details about the operation Sunday evening in the Polyclinic. It's a Catholic hospital. Francis was convalescing on Monday in a 10th-floor suite the hospital reserves for use by the pontiff. Twice daily updates on Pope Francis's condition are expected to be issued by the Vatican, with the first coming later Monday morning. Vatican said late Sunday that Francis responded well to a colon surgery. He had developed an intestinal stenosis or narrowing. Following the deadly riots at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, many big corporations pledged not to donate to members of Congress who objected to the results of the presidential election. 6 months later, some have already broken their own vows, often by donating to political action committees that benefit those same lawmakers. The list includes Pfizer, Walmart, General Electric, and AT&T. Companies say there is a difference between donating to Republican lawmakers who sought to overturn election results and giving to PACs that directly benefit them, but critics of America's poorest campaign finance system say it's an empty distinction. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.